It is obvious that we have started really looking at that part in the First Kings that deal with this great prophet of God, Elijah. I'm not going to pick up from verse 17, but I want to go back to verse 1 of First Kings chapter 17, and where it says, "Now Elijah, the Tishbite from Tishbe in Gilead, said to Ahab, 'As the Lord, the God of Israel, lives, whom I serve, there will be neither dew nor rain in the next few years except at my word.'" So this man, Prophet Elijah, in this text, we don't have a background for this man. No background, just apart from the fact that he was from Tishbe. That is all that we know about. So when you think about just such an introduction for a formidable prophet, one of the best prophets of the Old Testament, so you wonder why it's like that. Why it is like that. Why we would have someone like this with no background and to really serve the Lord faithfully and dramatically, I would say, and to give us histories of God's characters and God's grace to a man to speak for God and to bless God's people. You see, so this man, if we are to think in our modern terms, so he would not be fit for ministry in Presbyterian Church because he didn't have training. It's obvious. No background, no learning that we are aware of here, and yeah, nothing. And yet, he has been dropped to us, Elijah, from Tishbe. What is that? So, what is this saying to us? How can we relate to Elijah if we have to think of ourselves? We say, maybe God cannot use me, because I don't have a background, I don't come from a very solid and Christian family, so I didn't have theological training, so obviously I didn't have enough money to go to theological training, or I didn't have proper schooling so that I can rise up and finish a Bachelor of Theology or something like that. So none of these really is mentioned. So I think in many ways we can relate to Elijah. And relating to him in this way, we are relating to a God who is able to raise up. And we see, I would see why this man is just brought forward like this. I want to draw your attention to what he says. As the Lord, the God of Israel, lives, whom I serve. And actually, other words, whom I stand, before whom I stand. You see, so it's not just like he stands here. What does that mean for him to stand before God? So actually in my other translation, it was like the Lord God before whom I stood. So he didn't come here just in vain. This man had a relationship with God. Elijah had a relationship with God. He prayed. He was in relationship with his loving Heavenly Father. And he heard him speaking to him. And he received power from him. He received confidence and assurance for what he was going to do. Not only with Ahab, but through all his ministry. And so, walking with God begins as we develop this relationship with him. As in our sanctuary, as we commune with him, as we open our hearts to God. And as he speaks to our hearts, we establish a relationship and we receive a calling that no one can ever understand fully. It's only you and the Lord. So that is why this man, one commentator described him as a formidable prophet. You see, like going to face the most evil of all the kings of Israel. You see, for him to face sin, he had to have met his God. And this God, God of Israel, God who is in covenant with his own people, he is going to respond to this wicked man's previous verses from 29 to the last verse of chapter 16. And that is, I think, is 34. So he was a wicked king, Ahab. And so this man, he introduced Baal worship. And he had this wife, Jezebel, who is a witch and also an idol worshiper. Now see, that was really tough. That was beyond imagination of God himself. And so God was going to respond. But he had to respond through Elijah. And this man, he is telling us that he didn't come to this position just like simply. He's a man who knows how to commune with his God. He's a man who has received a call from God and power from God. Because actually, John the Baptist, in chapter 1 of the Gospel of Luke, the Bible says he will go before the Lord in the power of Elijah. You see, in the spirit and power of Elijah. So now Elijah has a spirit and has power. What type of spirit that Elijah has? What type of spirit? A spirit of God, a spirit of obedience. This man, he was a man who was filled with the spirit from God. A spirit from God to obey God and also to commit himself to the ministry and also to move in the power to challenge the forces of darkness that are there. So that is why the Bible says in New Testament that John the Baptist was going to move in the spirit of Elijah and in the power of Elijah. Because as a man who stood before God, a man who is standing before God, a man who prayed to God, a man who communed with his God. And so that is how he came to be the man we know in the Old Testament, Elijah, to face sin. So here, if we are to apply this, all of us, if you believe in the priesthood of the all believers, we are all open to the call of God. God is interested in every child who has come to him. And God is God. We see that he is a God who doesn't care so much about your background. But what he cares so much about is your standing before him, communing with him, delighting in him, opening your heart, loving him. The other day I was just reflecting and said, how did I come to do these things that I'm doing now? Well, I used to have this thing when I started really to work with the Lord. We were living in a big building, fourth floor, and I would just spend time in prayer and read my Bible. And then I would just come down going to do whatever I'm going to do. But before I go, I would say to the Lord, please, could you enable me today to witness to you, to do something for your glory, helping someone or witnessing to the Lord, to someone. And most of the time, the Lord did it. You see, and in that regard, you establish a relationship. As you open your heart to the Lord, and as you receive from him, you will walk in covenant and in power, the spirit of obedience, and also the power of God moving through you. The other day, the other thing I was reflecting on, so how do we get to win souls in evangelism, and also how to be effective in the ministry? It's coming down into this as well. The anointing of the Lord, the power of the Lord upon us. We can't do anything without that. And so we are to cultivate that. We are to position ourselves to receive from the Lord, to be able to do that which he has called us to do. And so that is the thing. So we are to spend more time preparing. You see, like one of the things I was playing, talking to my son, I was saying to him, look, Daniel, don't go ahead of yourself. Just spend time, walk with the Lord. Let the Lord do it. You see, let him do it. Don't go ahead of yourself. Don't go ahead of him. So here, all that we need to do, we need to stand before the Lord. We need to wait on him and to speak to him and to develop this strong relationship with him. And this relationship is speaking, isn't it? Like, how do we commune with God in prayers and meditating on his word? You see, and receiving from his people that are input into our lives. You see, so this is how we can prepare for a mission. And God is happy, is more than happy to use us as long as we open up our hearts to Him. The larger you open your heart, the more you commit yourself to Him and desperately waiting on Him to give you the mandate, to give you and then to confer on you the anointing so that you can go. So Elijah was able to do all that he did because he's a man who just came and declared to us that he was in communion with God. And so that is the invitation for us tonight. And so if we want to really move in the spirit of obedience, we are to emerge from His presence. We are to be a people who say, I have been with the Lord and I have spoken to the Lord. I pray to Him. This is very important. We can go places. We can go to theological trainings. We can go to the best Bible studies ever. But if we are not really speaking to the Lord directly to His heart and really present ourselves to Him as His people. Because Elijah, he didn't go and demand to be a prophet, actually. He was a worshiper. He was like any Israelite. He was a man in a covenant who was given the word of God and ordinances, and then as a child of Abraham within the community of faith, and he developed that relationship. And then he emerged because God was angry because of the sin that in the land, and God now or later he was going to raise up a prophet, and it's happened to be Elijah. So I'd like to just stop there and just press upon your heart today that really we are to seek the Lord. And as we seek Him, we will hear things. And the other thing is amazing, because the quotation marks when he says, "The Lord before whom I stand," it was in the bracket in the quotation mark, because that was his words. He said, "These were his direct words, Elijah words," and he didn't say, "This is the word of the Lord." You see, yeah, he got this. This became his word. His word has power. They bear power now. As the Lord, the God of Israel, lives, whom I serve, there will be neither dew nor rain in the next few years, except at my word. Except his words, even. Because he's a person who has been given the full authority. And now he is acting in that, the confidence in the fact that you are in faith. So we are called also to be people of faith, you see. So God is pleased to enable us to walk with confidence. That does not come from us, but comes from Him. And we call things that do not exist as if they are there, because everything is coming down to faith. Elijah had enough faith in his God to be able to speak things as the Bible says, that at his word. And the Bible says, and it's quoted in James chapter 5, Elijah was a man like us, and he prayed that it should not rain for 3 years, and it didn't rain. And then he prayed and it rained, you see. So he got that authority, you see. So it's the same God. Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. Let me pray. God, our Father, we just want to pray as, Lord, we are to look at the life of Elijah and the things that he did through his preaching and also his actions.